Welcome back to Real Talk About Feminism podcast. I'm Mackenzie.
And I'm Haley. You guys, it looks a little different right now. We have had the biggest technical difficulties tonight.
Literally, I got home from work and we had decided we were going to record because Haley's going out of town and that's fine. And we get ready to leave and then we show up to our studio and we forgot our computer. Straight up just forgot it. And then nothing would work. And so we took everything back to our apartment and we're recording in Haley's room.
So, yeah.
And it's still not working right.
Yeah, it's still not working right. We kind of had to jerry-rig the audio a little bit. It's just a little mess. So bear with us if there's any, like, if there's an audio issue or anything like that. Just bear with us. We're also, like Ken said, we're in my room and we are downtown because we moved. So if you guys hear anything like ambulances in the back, we'll try and pause. But if it cuts through, then we're downtown.
Oh, well, whatever. So, yeah. We're making it work.
We are making it work. We are back today with a lifestyle episode and we're just really excited to be with you guys. We didn't want to skip just because we were having issues because we love talking to you guys and we love putting out content and we do have a really great episode planned. So we're excited.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of life updates happen between the two of us. Mm-hmm. Haley mentioned we moved, and it's been great. We've had the best time so far. We're fully moved in and settled.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's been fun. Like, we have pretty much everything we need within walking distance of us.
Right.
It's been great.
Yeah, everything's been great. It's so fun just being able to, like, walk and get some groceries. I needed to pick up some food for dinner tonight, like some ingredients. So I just walked down the street, went to the grocery store, came back, and it just feels so it, girl, living in a downtown.
Honestly, yeah, I'm loving it. Like, I've always wanted to live in a walkable city, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, New York City's out of reach because it's way too expensive.
Way too expensive, yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I'm happy with where we're living.
So am I. I'm really happy. Things are going just so good. I was talking to mom today and I was like, I'm just so genuinely happy. Like,
yeah, I was
things
talking
are going so good.
Yeah, for real. I was talking to one of our aunts and we had a really great conversation and she was just like, so how's life? Like, what's going on? And like, as we were talking, I was just like listing off all these good things that are happening. And I was like, I'm like in a really good place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so great. Like, to feel that and just have that realization. So yeah, things are going good. And we can't wait to update you guys on more.
yeah, we'll definitely chat a little bit more next week for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're going out of town, though, to a festival. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's called Landslide Festival. It's like 24 hours long. We are not going to be sleeping. And it's going to be crazy, honestly. But it'll be really fun. So I'll have to tell you guys about that next week. And yeah, we have some really exciting announcements. For next week. I'm saving it till next week.
For you.
Yeah. I kind of want to say it.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, I have the biggest life update. I am no longer a single lady. I have a boyfriend. And I'm really happy. It's one of the things that's contributing to just, like, how good everything is going in life. Like, living down here, I'm really happy with my new partner. And things are just going good, so...
Yeah, we'll definitely give more details, but you guys are cute, and I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Okay. Now that I'm, like, all giddy. Okay, let's get into the episode. Why don't you say what we're going to be doing, because this was your idea.
Okay. I wanted to do this episode. I actually wanted to do it for a while now, because I feel like it's just such a relatable topic,
mm-hmm.
and something that every woman has experienced, and it's just the most annoying thing in the world, and I was seriously scouring the internet for some good stories, and I think I found some, and some of them are hilarious and others are just like annoying, and yeah. It's like if I was in that situation I'd be so freaking annoyed.
So
I'm gonna read, well, I guess we'll switch off reading, but we're gonna switch off reading some stories, and then we have a couple of personal stories too that we'll share at the end. So do you have anything to say about mansplaining before we, like, start reading stories?
I mean, I'll just say it's the most annoying thing in the world, and I can't think of any. I have been on multiple dates where they've started mansplaining something, and I remember there was one, like, within the last few months that it didn't work out because then he started mansplaining something, like, super simple, and immediately I was like, yeah, no. And I remember coming home and telling you about it, but I can't remember the specific example.
I can't
And
either.
I wish I could. But yeah, no, obviously mansplaining, it's so annoying. And it is funny to hear other stories because it's like when you actually like hear other stories. And I think sometimes when men hear other stories about it, it's like, oh yeah, I guess we do kind of explain a little bit too much.
Yeah, as I was reading them and like as I've been thinking about this episode, like my whole thought about mansplaining itself is that it just comes down to a lack of awareness
right.
and observance, right? It's like, okay, because like, for example, so I have two that I want to share, but my first one is I literally had somebody mansplain to me the temperature that water boils at in both Fahrenheit and Celsius. And it was one of those moments I literally was just like, dude, I know that. Because he was like, do you know what temperature water boils at? And I was like, yeah. And then he continued to say it, even though I was like, yes, I do. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, he obviously wasn't listening.
Right.
So.
He's like, he asked if you know the temperature as a formality because he
exactly.
just really wanted to explain it.
Exactly. He did. And then the fact that it was both Celsius and Fahrenheit. Just cherry on top.
Yeah, honestly. It's like, we don't even use Celsius.
Literally.
So why are you explaining this to me?
Okay. Okay, so also, I read so many stories where women explained that men mansplained mansplaining. Like, that was probably, like, 50% of the stories I read.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, no, that's not what it means this. And it's like, dude.
That's what every guy does. Because like, a lot of men, like, think it's, like, an offensive term.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I could see that, but then they'll, like, explain, like, why it's not offensive.
Right. And it's like,
or why it's not wrong.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and there were also some that I was like, okay, that's not really mansplaining,
mm-hmm.
but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the first one. This is about, like, mansplaining. This happened to my work wife, not me. On Facebook, she posted a link to an article about mansplaining. A man then commented on the post to clarify to her what mansplaining actually is and how it actually works. He mansplained mansplaining. Actually, that's, like, the funniest term.
Yeah, that is funny.
Okay.
I feel like that is common.
Yeah, it is very common. Okay. A man.
Oh.
I'm going.
Oh, I thought we were switching off.
It's sore. I'll just go.
Okay.
A man, a paramedic, told me not to worry about giving birth because it was no different or painful than pooping.
All right.
Use your head.
Not that I've ever given birth, so I can't say anything either, but seems like it would be more painful than pooping.
Literally. I know, it's like you're never going to have that experience in your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't speak about
as a man,
it.
Literally, as a man, you never get the right to speak on birth at all.
Ever.
You don't
ever.
Get the right to speak on birth or periods. Like, you can, like, try and, like, empathize and be like, yeah, that really sucks. Like, I'm sorry you're going through that. But don't try and say anything about how it's going to feel, what it's going to be like.
What it should be like.
Exactly. Like, no. It's like in The Office when Jim is like talking to Pam about breastfeeding.
Yes. And he's
like
just,
are you pushing it out?
She's like, yes, Jim.
He's like, just squeeze it and push it. And she's like, no.
Do you want to try, Jim? That's what she says.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Yeah.
All right. About to start pumping my gas, and some dude walked over to me and said, no, no, hun, green means diesel, then tried to physically take the nozzle from my hands to put it back. I drive a diesel.
Again, lack of awareness.
Yeah.
Obviously not paying attention.
Yeah, not paying attention at all. Like, yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, he probably meant well, but, like, just say, if you want to say something, be like, oh, green means diesel. Yeah, I drive a diesel. I know that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
cool. Just trying to help you out.
Yeah,
yeah.
He probably meant well, but it's just like, you don't need to physically force it out of her.
Literally,
hands.
No, it's the hun for me. Like, no, no, hun. It's like,
I hate that.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Okay. Got into an argument with a dude who was suggesting that cellulite was rare and that only overweight women have it, based on his experiences browsing Instagram and checking out women at the beach. Literally, he said this. I pointed out that it was so common as to be a secondary sex characteristic for women. When he started fighting with anecdotal evidence, I in turn pointed out that I, a borderline underweight woman, had cellulite, and that a close friend of mine, who is literally a salaried model, also has cellulite. His closing argument was that, as a dude, he more closely examines women's bodies than I do. Note, I hadn't divulged my sexuality at this point, and that I was invalidating his lived experiences as a man. Bye.
So, I mean, all women obsess over their bodies at some point.
Literally.
And, like, I can tell you where every single stretch mark is that I have.
Literally. Like, I know my personal body, like, the back of my hand. Because you're right.
It is. Because it's literally in the back of my hand.
That's just so annoying.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
I know. It's just annoying to, like, generalize certain characteristics to, like, only pertain to, like, a certain body type or a certain group, mm-hmm. right?
And that I was invalidating his lived experiences as a man. That, okay, honestly, I feel like there are so many men who, if they want to go against the argument of, like, feminism, they'll say, like, well, as a man, I can't even say anything or else I'm sexist. And I feel like that's what he's saying. Like, oh, kind you're of, invalidating yeah. my experience as a man. It's, like, and those it, same
but,
vibes.
But it's also, like, how?
Yeah, how? Exactly.
I can't even imagine having that conversation. That's so annoying. Mm-hmm. Dude, like, at what point are you just, like, I'm not doing this. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
Yeah. That's so annoying.
Okay, next one. Man, it's hailing. Me, looks around. Huh? Yeah. Man, it's frozen water falling from the sky. Me, eye emoji, eye roll emoji.
It's frozen water falling from the sky.
I got that. I know okay. what hail is.
We're idiots.
I don't know.
Okay. I was wearing a feminist t-shirt and this kid at my school was like, you don't need feminism because women have more rights than men. I said, name three rights women have that men don't. And he couldn't and kept insisting that feminists just want rights for women and no one else.
Yeah, of course. That classic argument.
That classic. Remember in, it was like one of our really first episodes. And we literally, like, went through that DM of that guy. Yeah. Like, that DM conversation you had with that guy who mm-hmm. was just, like, arguing about feminism. And he was like, I actually think you're more of an egalitarian mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah.
Like, he was like, because your egalitarian beliefs. And I was like,
you don't know my beliefs, bro.
Yeah, you don't know my beliefs. And also, like, honestly, everyone needs to go back and listen to that episode if you haven't.
I don't even know which one it was. But, like, it's one of our early episodes.
We could put it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll look for it. But, like, it's just one of those things. It's, like, for one, when she was, like, name three rights women have that men don't. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like in...
Exactly.
Like, in this country, we're pretty equal, right? Yeah. You know, yeah. Obviously besides, like, Roe v. Wade, which...
Yeah, and there's, like, a pay gap. You know, like, yeah, go like back and listen to our episodes here.
There are things, for sure. But, like, compared to other areas of the world and other countries, oh, yeah. you know, so it's, like... Like, that's just annoying because, like, a lot of men in America, I feel like, are just like, why are you complaining? Like, you're equal. We have the same rights, blah, blah, blah. You have so many opportunities. It's like, okay, but, like, you are not living as a woman.
Exactly. Like, and I think that argument is good. Like, what rights do we have that you don't?
Like, there's none.
There's none. Like, you have the right to make all of the choices you want with your body.
Uh-huh.
Like... And, I mean, honestly, like, I'll even go as far to say as, like, we still don't have male birth control. And we've had female right. birth control, like, you know, like, hormonal birth control. We've had that for years. So why is it taking so long to get male birth control?
Exactly.
Like, there's just things like that that it's like, yeah, please name things that men don't have that women do. And there is none.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I also want to add, like, there were so many about, which we also kind of talked about this, like, men mansplaining, periods, breastfeeding, pregnancy, female orgasms, tampons, like, things that are so specific to women. Mm-hmm. Men just, like, feeling like they have a place to talk about that, and they're wrong about it. Like, they don't yeah. even, I'm very much generalizing, but, like, there's that stereotype where, like, guys, like, the public education system failed guys because they, like, don't know female anatomy and yeah. stuff like that. And it's like, yeah, that's so true because they spread all this misinformation and, like, think that they know their stuff and they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. Okay. Next one. So, my guy friends Googled how to use a tampon and read it out loud to his girlfriend. We were all in college.
Dude.
Maybe she didn't know how.
She said we were all in college. Like, she's sharing the story because they obviously knew.
Oh. They're like, okay, so unwrap the package.
This is the applicator.
This is the applicator. And then when you push this up, a little cotton thing is going to come out. And then the string.
Like, do you remember the first time I tried to put in his tampon?
Yeah, and I helped you, right?
And you helped me, but I was, like, freaking out. I was like, it's going to get stuck, and I'm never going to get it out, and I can't push it up all the way. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe if I get in the shower, like,
No, I specifically remember that because you were like, can you help me? And I was like, of course. I had never put in a tampon before. I don't know.
Why did we?
I don't know what we were thinking.
We were in the bathroom for probably, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, we were in there for a long time. Like, luckily, we didn't go through a crap ton of tampons.
Yeah.
Because I've heard like stories of, like, people, like, going through, like,
a whole box. Yeah.
I
think it was because, like, it felt so urgent because, like, we were, like, going to girls' camp or something.
Yeah.
And we were going to be in swimsuits. And I was like, I don't want to, like, wear spandex and a pad again. Like,
I literally remember your, like, leg is, like, up on the counter.
I was like, shove it in. Just...
That is so funny. I feel like that is a universal experience.
Honestly. Did you put your first tampon in alone?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember when I did.
Oh.
But I remember I did.
No, that's a core memory for me. Yeah. I remember that.
I remember doing that for you. I don't remember when I put my first tampon in. And then after I did, I didn't use them for a long time because I didn't like them.
I know. I literally haven't put in a tampon in months.
Really? Well, now I'm, like, obsessed with tampons.
I know. Like, our flow switch.
Yeah, our flow switch. Everyone's like, we always hear about your flows, so let's shut it.
Okay. This one's about lactation. A man told me I couldn't try bras on in a store because I might get milk on them when I was 20 and not pregnant.
Wait, I couldn't try bras on in a store because I might get milk on them?
Again, the public school system failed this man, and I actually feel sorry for him.
Okay, when I was 20 and not pregnant, so that's me right now.
Yeah.
If I went to go try on bras and he was like, oh, I'm sorry, you're going to get milk on them, I would be like,
what? Give me that.
That's so funny. Okay. Started at a gym recently. A man was showing me a basketball move.
Baseball move.
Oh, sorry, I cannot read. I have terrible eyesight. Okay, started at a gym recently. A man was showing me a baseball move, but told me to pretend I was moving a laundry basket. Little did he know I played softball for 12 years. He assumed wrong.
Not the laundry basket.
That's so sexist.
Not the laundry basket, exactly.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
I would be like, you would have to come up with something witty, like, to say, like, I've played softball for 12 years.
Yeah, exactly. That's my problem. Like, I'm not witty. I can't think on the spot like that. But that's so rude. It's just, like, moving a laundry basket.
He's like, so, okay, we're going to get into this position. Think of it like moving a laundry basket, for example. Like, you know how to do that, right? Okay. Like, bye.
Dude. Literally. I was politely breaking up with a boyfriend, and he told me that I should really wait and think about it. He'd calculated that my period would start in a few days, and I was probably just overly emotional. He proceeded to explain PMS to me. The breakup became less polite and much easier.
Yeah, if I was breaking up with someone and they said that, I would be like, actually, you're not who I thought you were, and I am actually, like, for sure breaking up with you now.
Never talk to me again.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, that's actually so rude. Okay. An ex, who was an engineer, tried to explain Maslow's? Maslow's hierarchy of needs to me. I'm a PhD student in psychology and have worked in this field for almost 15 years. Also, he got it wrong.
You know that is.
The hierarchy of needs.
Yeah. It's familiar, right?
Yeah, I know my boss at work, like, when our team was first formed, he, like, related it to the hierarchy.
Okay. Yeah, that's hilarious.
You trying to mansplain me?
I'm sorry. I know that was... Okay, whatever. But there were so many where it's, like, I'm an expert in my field, and they explained it to me but still got it wrong.
Yeah, when we did, like, Reddit threads, I think we did, like, a few mansplaining ones,
uh-huh.
And I remember seeing a bunch that were, like, yeah, I've been in this field for 20 years, and they mansplained it to me. And it was always the same. Like, he got it wrong.
Literally,
didn't explain it right. Or he literally missed the piece.
Yeah, he didn't get it right. I saw this one, and it was this lady who, like, wrote in a submission, and She said, like, she literally was, like, a professor. She had, like, so many degrees and basically was an expert, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was explaining this topic to her and was like, I have a really great book to recommend for you to learn about this. And it literally was her book.
I was going
to
say, did she write it?
It was her book. And she was like, do you not see my name on the cover? Like,
she's dude. Like, yeah, actually, I wrote that entire thing.
I think I would know.
That's a flex, though, honestly.
I know. Hilarious. Or if she was like, actually, read this book. You know,
yeah.
Like, he was explaining
yeah, it wrong. Literally. That's so funny. Your turn?
Go.
I read Maslow, whatever.
Maslow.
I don't know.
Okay. You're just out of school. Like, you're not even...
I've been out of school since July. It's
no,
September 1st.
I know. You're just, like, not even thinking about school, is what I mean.
But I've never learned about that in school.
You just said you did.
I only know about it because of my boss.
Oh. Dude. Okay. Okay. Anyway. I have a chemistry degree and was the supervisor of an industrial lab. My actual title was chemist. An engineer explained pH to me. In reverse. He was incorrect and didn't understand it. At least he copied a bunch of others smarter than him. Oh, wait. Hold on. At least he copied a bunch of other smarter people than him. Wait, what?
Yeah, no, okay. At least he copied a bunch of other smarter people than him on the email, so they all knew.
Oh, okay.
They typed it really
okay.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's so funny. He, like, sealed his own destiny with copying everyone on the email.
That's so embarrassing. Signed, sealed, and delivered. That is embarrassing. I know, like, again, lack of awareness. Her title was chemist.
I know, pH is, like, the most basic thing.
Seriously, I know that.
I really hope... Yeah, I know that, obviously,
okay, yeah.
Not out of school. I really hope that everyone else on the email was, like, actually, no. Like, I hope they stood up for her, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't really think
they
would, but
I feel like,
they did.
Like, if that was me, I would have, like, said something in person. I wouldn't have, like,
yeah.
Responded.
Yeah, maybe not
or, like,
on
respond
the
only to him and be like, dude, you look like an idiot.
Exactly. I hope that someone did something.
Okay.
Okay, time for your personal ones, because I don't
okay,
remember any
so,
of them.
I know. That stinks.
Yeah.
If you remember, we'll put on stories or something
okay,
on
yeah.
Instagram. Okay, so I shared the boiling water one. It's ridiculous. And then, so this other one, this happened to me while I was at work, and I've shared this before. I'm a CNA, and a big part of my job is, like, changing briefs, which involves, like, poop and pee. Trigger warning.
Trigger
like,
warning
some
after.
People get, like, really grossed out. So this was, like, my first visit with this new patient. And their son, it was, like, me, the patient, and their son. And so I was talking with the son, as I do with, like, the first visit, and I was just kind of, like, sharing why I was there,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, let's check their brief, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Poopy brief, so I'm like, all right.
Poopy brief.
Let me grab some briefs and wipes in my car, and I'll be right back. So I come back in, and he was like, she really poops a lot, and I was like, yeah, that's fine, like, we'll just clean it up, it's no big deal. And he was like, but, like, a lot, and he literally flat out asked me, do you know why she's pooping so much? And I was like, has she had, like, an increase in appetite,
mm-hmm.
whatever? And he was like, well, yeah, the more she eats, the more she poops. Like, you've got to know that. And I was like, yeah, I know.
You're like,
and he
obviously.
Was like, it's the same thing with pee. Like, the more she drinks, the more she pees. And I was like, I know that, dude. Like, he was just very condescending. And, like, that was...
Oh, I hate that.
Honestly, like, he made me uncomfortable in other ways, but, like, not, like, he,
yeah.
like, whatever. It was just, like, weird vibes all around. But, like, I literally was like, bro. And then, like, as I was, like, trying to do my job, which I know really well, I've had a lot of experience, right? He was, like, trying to fix, like, where I was placing the chuck and, like, the pad and the brief and stuff. And I was like, dude, just let me do it. Like, I would better off be doing it myself.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, it was just annoying because I was like, not you literally mansplaining how, like, poop is made and why she's pooping so much. Like,
literally.
What the heck?
You're like, I deal with poop every single day.
Literally.
And I also go poop myself.
So
I
think I
would
know.
I think I know.
I know. I was like, dude, just because, like, I'm young doesn't mean, like, I don't know
I hate
my
that.
Job.
I hate that. Like, we've talked about this before, but, like, working in healthcare young, there are so many people that are like, oh, you don't know what you're doing. It's like, actually, no.
I do.
I do know
Thank
what I'm
you.
Doing just because I'm young. Like, oh, yeah.
I know. I'm perfectly qualified. Yeah. I told you about that one CNA that asked me, like, how old I was, right?
Yeah.
And then she just, like, laughed and was like, oh, I'll teach you. And I was like, I know how to do it.
Yeah, I think you said that on the podcast.
It was probably a while ago. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, if you think of yours, we'll just post it on stories, because I'm sure, like, you have some from, like, your EMT days. And
yeah, no, I definitely do. Yeah, working in, like, a male-dominated field. And yeah, I'm sure I do. I'll try and think of some. We could put them on the stories. And if you guys have any, like, after the fact, I know that we put out the submission box a little bit late. But if you have any, like, if any come to mind when you're listening, we could put a poll or a little question box on the story. And we can hear your guys's and share them with everyone else. That would be really fun.
Awesome. Well, we will talk to you guys next week. We'll have a brand new episode. We're super excited. And until then, just follow us on Instagram at Real Talk About Feminism Pod. Same with TikTok, same exact handle. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and our weekly email newsletter. All of this information will be in the show notes.
Yep. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.